just got 5 minutes left with Gerald Celente, and the point he made is the point I'm trying to get home. Admit we have a criminal government. Doesn't mean all the cops are criminal, the school teachers, even the bureaucrats. The system is inequitable. It's designed to bring in tyranny, and it's a bunch of insiders who got their people into the bureaucracy in the last 100 years, who have sold us out to foreign banks, and they have a religion. I mean, the globalists admit that they're post-industrializing us for our own good. They're making us poor for our own good, but then they're going to live like kings. And they are going after our First Amendment, everything. And people listening out there, you were getting into your research. They now admit this whole world government. Gerald, you were elaborating on the fact that this is a world government. Looking forward into the future, not just the near future, but out from that, how do you see this ending? Because now the rats are starting to leave the sinking ship. We're now seeing globalists like Newt Gingrich saying, get rid of Bernanke. We're now seeing polls showing the majority of people want to get rid of the Fed. Looks like this ruling class that controls the political class of whores is in trouble.
Well, to an extent. But remember, you know, the game is rigged and they're running the game. I mean, to me, the only outside shot is a Ron Paul. And, you know, I was on, he's one of the people I like to be on a lot with is Judge Andrew Napolitano and on Fox. And he told me one of the most successful shows he had was when he had Ron Paul and Ralph Nader on, talking about a progressive libertarian party. Progressive in the terms of foods, like you mentioned, e-foods, and their clean food. And by the way, you know, I coined that term clean food in 1993. So I'm concerned about what I eat. You know, I'm concerned about the environment and the water. And yet I'm with Ron Paul on the other end. I don't want my money going overseas. You know, I love this Hillary Clinton. She's a real sport with our dough. She just told Japan, We'll help them out, too. They go around and give our money to everybody. We just gave Israel some more money for their missile defense system. I'm sick and tired of these people telling me where my money has to go.
By the way, they're going to make the Japanese people pay for Tokyo Electric and General Electric, even though General Electric's own engineers quit 30-something years ago when they built those. So General Electric, Tokyo Electric, they don't have to pay nothing. The Japanese people, they're going to pay.
And will pay. Because she's already donated some of our money. So what I'm saying is that the only way out, to answer your question to me, is a third party. Because this isn't democracy in America. You know, they don't represent us. And you talk about the cops. You know, 2 weeks ago I got two tickets, one on a Saturday night and one on a Sunday. And yet his kid, you know, he was groomed to be a perfect young Nazi, you know.
Oh, no, they're crawling all over everything, but then won't respond to real crime now.
Exactly. So they've become the police have become the enforcers for the crime bosses. You haven't seen one head roll on Wall Street. So what I say to the police, and I know a number of them, do what's right morally. Not what your corrupt boss who's tied into the politicians is telling you to do to bring more revenue in because taxes are going down. Do what's right morally. And to me, Alex, that's the only way out of all of these problems.
Well, no amount of taxes. I mean, just a few years ago, I'd drive to work and I'd see five cops. Now I might see 20. I mean, they are feeding on us and they're pulling people over for going 1 mile over the speed limit now.
I know. I'm saying, I don't want to go out at night anymore. You know, I have one drink and I only, will they be after me? You know, meanwhile, as I said, the real criminals, like try Congress, they get off with a slap. How about that guy Charlie Rangel? Remember him?
Yeah,
remember all the stuff that he got caught doing? How about all these people like Daschle and Geithner who never pay their taxes? Oh, they get caught. They say, I made a mistake. You or I get caught. Boy, we're doing hard time for a long time.
Yeah,
so,
Gerald,
again,
give us
the
your
only
website.
Way it's going to, it's asking, we need a new third party.
Give folks your website again.
TrendsJournal.com, and we just came out yesterday with the spring issue. It's one that you shouldn't miss. It's a collector's piece.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 21st day of April, 2011. We're going to be again live here for the next 3 hours, probably longer, into overdrive. Gerald Celente on the S&P announcement, obviously, back on Monday, that the United States outlook for keeping its AAA rating is negative. That's only happened one other time, the week after Pearl Harbor, back in the early 1940s. So he'll be joining us also. Nomi Prinz, formerly a managing director with Goldman Sachs and a whistleblower, will be joining us to break all of this down as well. But remember, the default has been designed. This is how the private banking cartels gain control of nations. And we have the IMF and World Bank's own internal documents that BBC got back in 2002, one of many documents confirming this was their plan. I've been warning you intensely. Well, even before that, back in 99 when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, we had economists on warning you that this only ends one way, total implosion, a financial debt black hole. For every dollar created, a dollar of debt is created to the private bankers. They make nothing. They create nothing. They pay off politicians and maneuver themselves into position to where their fiat digital numbers are accepted and they gain the world. And the tiny Republican cuts of 39 to 40 billion, they debate the number, does nothing. It's not even rearranging a deck chair on the Titanic. It's more like somebody on the deck of the Titanic emptying an ashtray that had a cigar in it.
I mean, it doesn't even affect anything. It's total window dressing, slashing all the welfare, cutting Medicare, cutting Medicaid, freezing Social Security already with the COLAs, getting ready to cut it. That will do nothing because under the Federal Reserve System, it's designed to transfer all wealth to the globalists that set it up. And I know you, the listeners, understand that, but we had better get this information out to everyone we know immediately. We need to get this information out to everyone now. Because the very individuals that have engineered this know that society is going to implode, just like Argentina or Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe or the things that have happened in Romania and Poland in the last 30 years. There's going to be social unrest. They're going to use the ignorance of the masses as a political weapon to then push for total socialism that will then transfer the wealth not to the people. Socialism also, of course, destroys wealth and doesn't work, except if you're a parasitic group of corporate looters who, again, want to blow everything out and sell it all off to themselves for pennies on the dollar. I saw more AP polls out today where the vast majority of people making less than $30,000 a year want socialism and don't like capitalism. The United States has been the wealthiest country in history, the highest education level, the most patents, the fastest growth rates of wealth, the largest middle class, the wealthiest poor people. I mean, poor folks in the rest of the world are making less than $2 a day. Their leg gets broken, sorry, they die. No medical attention. They're eating rice and beans and mud pies if they're lucky. So you got the spoiled, rotten, poor, and then the working class, and then the lower middle class, and all these spoiled people that don't live in the real world, and I see the polls, I see the numbers, they've been taught capitalism had the bankers steal trillions. Capitalism made GE not pay any taxes. Capitalism made Google not pay any taxes. See, the very elites that have done this are advertising their crimes, but selling it that capitalism did it. This is not free market capitalism we're seeing. This is insiders, Fortune 100, running the governments of the world as their private cash machines, giving themselves giant corporate welfare, and now they've got Republicans scapegoating the welfare moms, who are going to be the army that votes to take the guns and votes for socialism. Oh, they're very dangerous in their slobbering ignorance, on average. Some get it and know what's happening. The unions are very dangerous in their slobbering ignorance. The general public, the howling mob, as the founders called them, very dangerous. They have to be bound down by the Bill of Rights and Constitution, so 51% of them can't be induced by the slick banker media to rob the other 49% of us while the bankers sit offshore with a gold conduit, like a mosquito flies up, injects its proboscis into you, injects a liquefying agent, a anticoagulant, and then sucks it up. The mosquito is offshore with its proboscis, the federal government, sucking us dry. And the coagulant is the local governments that are destined to go bankrupt, being told, raise more money, or you'll go bankrupt. So the cops are out writing more tickets, the fees, the fines, the sales taxes, the property taxes, the hospital district taxes, the franchise taxes, the environmental fees, on and on, the school fees, the cell phone fees, all racing. Racing to get the money to keep their jobs when it's a black hole impossible to pay off. But they don't care. They're going headlong over the cliff because they have a fetish for losing, a fetish for being conned, a fetish for being bamboozled, a moth-like obsession with flying into the flame. Well, not me. I'm not a mindless moth. And you know what? Don't worry that they've got the mindless horde out there ready to gut their neighbor if their neighbor's got one more dollar than them. We've got the thinkers. They've got the miscreant globalist on top and their mindless vassals on the bottom, many of which can be shaken out of their trances. And we're going to do that. But I see the poll numbers, and a lot of times I don't believe polls, but I've seen historical polls, wide indexes of polls, and it's undoubtedly close to 70% of people making under $30,000 a year are ready to literally take your house, your car, your bank account. They'll do it. You know how the general public is now. They've been trained to be backstabbing and evil and petulant and angry and entitled and uncommunicative. And they wear their ignorance like a armor, like a shield. They are the dangerous weapon of the globalist. What's democracy? Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. We're a republic where we elect representatives, and then the representatives are bound down and tied down by the Bill of Rights Constitution. So that even if 51% or 99% want to make you their slave by taking your tax money, or in some cases making you dig ditches, or making you serve as a conscript in the Imperial Army, they can't do it. That's why when the Michigan police, and it's all over the country, that the Michigan State Police have wireless systems grabbing everything off your cell phone and hacking them, your photos, your list, your emails, or when they pull you over for speeding, they grab your phone, plug it in and steal it. TSA does it. That's why when Detroit says, we're not going to issue you a permit to protest Pastor Jones, that's prior constraint. That's the death of the First Amendment. That's why when these kangaroo IRS courts take your house without due process, it's the death of liberty. It's the floodgates being opened for corruption and the armies of control freaks and people that simply want power over others. And the system is ready to give them a uniform. It's ready to give them a bureaucratic title. It's ready to turn them loose on you. And you try to explain to them, hey, the freer the system, the more property rights, the wealthier everybody is. And they're like, no, no, the poorest American is more wealthy than kings 1,000 years ago when it comes to information, medicine, food, but they don't appreciate it. Oh, they're rich information-wise, they're rich, but they don't appreciate it. And the globalists understand their human psychology. They've carefully brought them up, watching television, seeing the culture. Monkey see, monkey do. The public is very dog-like, very easy to be trained. And the globalists are now maneuvering this system where they inflate the currency. They get the system in debt artificially through fraud. They build the Ponzi scheme up, and instead of going to jail at the end of the Ponzi scheme, like a Ken Lay or a Bernie Madoff, they get total power. And you're like, but the Republicans are going to stop them. No, they're not. They're going to bring in austerity and cut all of the entitlements or cut large portions of them so that all the money can go to banker bailouts, so that all the money can go to the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and to private media that's paid off by the private Federal Reserve on record. Your tax money, buying off newspapers, MSNBC. And when you see Rachel Maddow, that is a paid agent of the Rockefellers and Rothschilds who own the Federal Reserve. I mean, publicly. Think about the magnitude of that. Think about what they're doing in your face. And it's so real. It's happening now. And it's people like Karl Rove and Sean Hannity on one side of the old blue blood Republican, Rockefeller Republican group, and then same thing out of New York, big buddies with Bloomberg, Schumer, voted for eminent domain of people's private property, voted for higher taxes, supported government-run health care, just to support this version of it, Donald Trump. So, you know, give people a strong man view. I'll fight. I'm slick. I'm strong. You know, Palin, fight like a girl. And people are like, well, fight like Trump. Oh, they'll fight. The Congress aren't wimps. They'll fight to rob you and steal from you and get away with it. Like a grizzly bear grabbing a camper and holding them down while they eat them. Oh, Donald Trump's slick, all right, with his casinos and the penny stocks and all the incredible seediness of that. And I wouldn't be surprised if it looks like now he may actually run. I thought it was a stunt, but more and more, he might actually run. And a lot of Americans think that's cool and sexy. Hey, he takes people's property. He's for higher taxes. You know, I'm talking about what he supported over the years, not what he says, just like Obama. Oh, thank you, Mr. President, after he got elected. I won't have to buy a car anymore. I won't have to pay for my rent anymore. My whole life's fixed. All those people asking for free stuff and then feigning. Oh, did you get free stuff? No, you didn't get anything. Oh, and you find out the health care cuts your Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and lowers your standard of care and doesn't give you free insurance.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, let me just do this. Let me read you the stacks of news here, the headlines I've got that I want to go over in the next segment. Your iPhone is tracking your location history. Now, I know that's been out for 3 days, but if you're even a listener for the last few months, you know I've told you this, and I've given you the source of it. It's the Telecommunications Act of 1996. By law, all cell phones sold after October 1st, 2001, most of them already had it in years before, 99, 2000, are tracked in real time. And then I always get idiots sending me emails going, there's not GPS in the phone. I know. I read the Telecommunications Act. It's cell tower triangulated down to 3 feet. Federal law says 15. It's accurate to 3 feet. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I read those sections of the Telecommunications Act probably over 100 times back in the 90s, late 90s, because it blew me away back then. Back then, I wasn't conditioned yet to accept this stuff, and it was like, wow, all the cell phones are going to track us in real time, and the government says in the Telecommunications Act they're going to dial in, and the phone has to be able to turn on even when it's off. You can't see that it's on, and record you with the NSA warrantlessly, and they're going to put up microphones all over the country and listen to us and face scanning cameras. I mean, it was just incredible stuff. And here it is in The Guardian and the AP. Oh, my gosh, it ties into cell tower triangulation with the latitude and longitude and tracks you. And when you hook it into your Apple iTunes, it uploads the data to it. Now, you have to read the Telecommunications Act to get all of that, because it talks about systems that will then onboard, transmit it while the phone's on. It gives basic broad specs as the technology changes. So let me explain. The Postal Service is driving around the country in test vehicles with these electronic masts, grabbing all your data automatically, not hacking your phones and computers. Back doors are built into all these under federal law, and they just steal everything. They data mine everything. Your photos, everything. Google does it. Google uses microphones and cameras on the computers to listen and watch you. How do I know? 6 years ago, they put a press release out and admitted it. I mean, see, it's light years ahead. And so back in the 90s, I would freak out over this. Now I'm pretty much acclimated to it. Kind of like in Florida, they had a Delta Force black helicopter drill. And it's in the Miami Herald and everywhere else. And if you talk about it, you're called a conspiracy theorist, even though it's in 8 different papers in Florida. And these are acclimation drills for military occupation. The Delta Force and other military groups practice taking over city halls and things like this. This was a Bank of America event. I've interviewed emergency managers that blew the whistle and the police chief of San Antonio. Just Google Alex Jones interviews San Antonio police chief. He admitted the Delta Force tried to bribe the city. It's a covert takeover operation, mainly securing narcotics routes. The Delta Force itself is just there to condition the public that if they can blow up buildings in front of everybody and then call everybody kooks if you complain, it's a psyop, and I'll explain that more later. See, I said I'd get to just reading some headlines, and I started getting into just two of the stories and didn't. I saw the president of programming at Fox News in New York Magazine say, Alex Jones may want to come to Fox, but he's dreaming. He needs to keep reporting on black helicopters. Well, you know what? I saw this 2 days ago with the black helicopters and didn't even report it. And people are asking me, why didn't you report it? Because I've been to so many urban warfare drills. I have been alerted to where Delta Force is going to be in America and had armed troops come up and confiscate Mike Hansen's camera and put a .45 to his chest because he was arguing in America and detain us, even though the police chief, I mean, I can be in San Antonio if I want, but I just interviewed the police chief a week before, and Delta Force said they didn't care what he said. They were still there to do the drill. And then we got to have MPs come, and I didn't argue. They had their, and Mike did, so he pulled the .45 out and pointed it at him. And that's just what America is. I mean, you know, so, hey, I don't report on it, okay? Because they stick .45s in my face. I mean, I forget all the adventures I've been through. Brooksville, Florida. We've got footage of a lot of that. Oh, my God. We get off the airplane. I tell no one when I'm flying in. And in comes this special forces guy who'd been going around local Austin groups and trying to infiltrate and things. It was just so obviously military. And he goes, I want to follow you. I want to help you. Here, I've got this, you know, car. And I knew he was a Fed, and I thought this will be interesting. So we go to our hotel. We get our own rent car in Brooksville. We flew into Tampa. And then we're just out there trying to videotape special forces drills. And people come out of their houses and go, in neighborhoods, you're Alex Jones. We're not supposed to talk to you. We've been told you're dangerous. I have this on video in Police State 2, the takeover. And then I look over and the guy's in the bushes trying to light a fire, and I've got to go get in a physical confrontation with the special forces operator setting fire to frame me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the surveys were made in Texas as to whether it should leave the Union and become an independent nation? It was taken after Governor Rick Perry said Texas might have to leave the United States because of Obama's illegal socialization of America. Republicans, Democrats, and independents answered the questionnaire, as well as private citizens. 6.1 million said Texas would be better off by leaving the United States. We'd like to help you understand these world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll never forget when I went down to Kingsville, Texas, where they just had an unannounced Delta Force drill with foreign troops, and they'd rented the police station the day after the police moved out. They didn't tell the public the police had moved out to their new command center, and they blew the building up 300 feet from Casa Ricarda Nursing Home. And so I went down there and interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the Kingsville County emergency manager. He himself had been in Army intelligence in Vietnam. Real professional, clean-cut, smart guy. And he went ahead and told me off record, and then I got him on the radio to go on record, that no, they approached him with the same things they approached the chief of police of San Antonio and offered him all this money, offered others money in the town to go along with it, just testing the relationship with local communities to see if they would ever accept a military occupation. Then it's also used as a psyop. And then you go to San Antonio. The police chief has said don't do the drill there. They do the drill. We get tipped off by sources in the police department. And they just have MPs come up and detain us in San Antonio And then you can go to the Riverwalk, folks. They'll have MPs out there doing police work. They just, it's totally illegal. They just do it. And Mike Hansen starts arguing with them, so the guy pulls his 45 out. These plainclothes guys come up laughing at us. Look like retired-type special forces, you know, 40, 50 years old. They take the camera, erase the tape, and give it back to us and say they're going to have us arrested if we videotape anything else. Now, that's America. Then, a year later, I go to Brooksville, and it's in police state to the takeover. And that's a true story. This is who runs America. Is that all I did was to go show an urban warfare military drill and the that I was tipped off about, and the Army went door to door in a town. I mean, it's a big town. Looks like Mayberry, but it's big. And knocked on doors, and had people coming out of their houses going, "Are you Alex Jones? I've been told you're dangerous. You're a kook. I'm not supposed to talk to you." And I go, "Don't you think it's strange the Army's coming to your door?" And then I'm out there at night trying to videotape. I know full well the guy that's following us around is a special forces person. And he starts trying to set fires. And then they were going to rush in and arrest us, but I was able to stomp it out. And then he started trying to light it again, and I had to basically shove on him and yell at him and say, "Okay, you may think you're tough, buddy. I'm about to stomp your guts out." And I started getting on my cell phone to call the police. And he goes, "Oh, okay," and kind of just ran off into the woods. By the way, Mike Hansen was there, a witness to that. And here come the doom buggies. This is not on a military base. And I guess, you know, today I wouldn't have run from them. But back then I wanted to be able to videotape them. And it's hard at night. And back then I had cheap equipment. You turn your night vision on a cheap camera. All it is a projector that projects the light that the camera can pick up. And so it looks like a spotlight to them. And they were doing a drill of occupying the city of Brooksville, Florida. But, I mean, in America, I, as a journalist, and back then, I guess that was in about 99, I was on more than 30 or 40 radio stations, AM, FM, global shortwave, satellite, internet. I mean, the government knew I was nonviolent. The government knew what I was there to do, but the government is run by a pack of crooks. And so they sent a guy out. Oh, and our hotel room got robbed and money got taken to I guess, add us to the drill. And the drill was going to be Alex Jones, the terrorist, is an arsonist. I mean, that's who runs this government. You've got to experience this for yourself. Just randomly walking down the street by the airport where they were doing the landing drill, hundreds and hundreds of yards away from the woods, and on the other side of the woods was the airport fence, and the Army had gone door to door saying, "Don't talk to Alex Jones." That's what America is. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if the globalists will kill hundreds of thousands of third world people just to get their oil and gold, what do you think they're going to do to us? They could care less about us. Sure, the low-level grunts and people mean well and are not bad on average, but they're picking through them and finding the guys that like to be oppressive, that like to be pushy, that like to do oppressive things, and they recruit and promote them into positions of power. They find the bullies, they find the control freaks, and they promote them into positions of power. And what happens a lot of time is basically stream of consciousness on this radio show, the stream of memory. That's why I'll start covering one article and then jump off into 10 other topics, is because it brings up memories of things. I was bringing up memories of the Telecommunications Act of 96 and covering it ad nauseum because it was shocking for me. It was extremely shocking for me to realize that there was no Fourth Amendment, that a total control grid was being put in through all telecommunications to use the new smart devices and systems that were coming out in cell phones to control and track what everyone does. And now our cell phones are our little personal computers that interface with our home computers. And basically, it's like a guardian devil, not a guardian angel, or like a confessor priest, but a confessor devil that basically sits on our shoulder and watches everything we do and can also add fake data, can also cherry pick the information and then use it against us. I mean, do you really believe that in federal cases, 98% of people are being convicted because 98% are guilty? No, they're framing people. The court system, especially at the federal level, is a giant sausage-making machine that they feed people into that rubber stamp and have kept specially picked juries that stay in a pool who will convict and send a daisy to the gas chamber. They would send a squirrel to the gas chamber if they were told to send them there. They would send a rock to the electric chair. This is how they operate. This is what the globalists engage in. All right. We're going to see if I can do it. I never can. Let's just see if I can just read these headlines to you and then start getting into it. Your iPhone is tracking your location history. Only tip of the iceberg. That's out of CNET News. CNBC, hidden tracking files found in iPhone, iPad. How about every smartphone that's made globally? Because this is continuity of agenda worldwide. Governments worldwide passed simultaneous laws in 96, 97. Just like simultaneously they all, in 1973, started taking blood at birth to be put in a biometric / biological weapons study system via the Pentagon and the UN. Video, Homeland Security block helicopters and drill over downtown Miami. The Miami Herald and others are reporting on it, and there's video of it. Later, if we have time in the third hour, I want to show that video, heads up to crew. Also, government orders expedited printing of detainee handbook. Kurt Nemo got that story out yesterday. Girls ages 11 and 12 could be charged with cyber stalking. And here's London Guardian. iPhone keeps a record of everywhere you go, and then, of course, gives it to the government. But that's only the beginning. There's a new report out, and, of course, it's come out that Homeland Security and the Pentagon, who runs cybersecurity network systems, the Cybersecurity Act, it's already in place, though they haven't passed it. It turns out that they're fear-mongering and lying. I heard it all over the news this morning and read it. Saw it all over the news. They're saying that the terrorists are attacking our nuclear power plants. Ladies and gentlemen, nuclear power plants are not hooked up to the Internet. Their computer systems are not hooked up under infrastructure laws that have been in place for decades. Europe's aren't hooked in. The coal-powered plants are not hooked into the Internet. They're on their own private networks, and that's a fact. Now, some of the road signs are hooked into government networks and can be hacked, but it's all about taking the web over. U.S. National Lab needs more cyber controls, AP. Another report, sharp rise in cyber attacks on grids is reported. Excellent story by Paul Joseph Watson I want to get more into later. Nanny state gone wild, breaking down a large swath of the spectrum of total domestication going on. We're going to be breaking that down. Another key article that I worked on last night with Kurt Nemo and this morning, excellent article by Kurt Nemo and Alex Jones. DHS launches new alert system designed to terrorize the public. This is an article that everybody needs to read. I mean, anybody out there buying into the fake terror, anybody buying into the fake Al-Qaeda, anybody that doesn't understand the old alert system or the new one, it's all admitted. They're so arrogant. The former head of Homeland Security wrote a book bragging it was used to terrorize people for political purposes. But this is totally confirmed, and the new system is very diabolical. I will get into this. In fact, that's one of the most important things to get to today. Then the CNN whitewash of it. New terrorism alert system will offer specific warnings. He's going to be tailored to locals to create even more fear-mongering because folks think it's their special terror alert they're getting. The government's announcing Facebook, Twitter. They're going to be breaking in over it, fear-mongering, sending you individual messages, knowing that all the gossips then who understand the national announcements or fear-mongering will run around feeling special when your donut shop or your parking garage or your school gets the little special tailored, generated auto-response specific warning of terrorist. And this is all about just setting up the Stasi system where we don't trust our fellow neighbors. We only trust Big Brother. They've got the big Brother TV shows coming out with Janet Napolitano as our savior. Continuing, new terrorism alert system will offer specific warnings. Pakistan at impasse with U.S. on drone attacks after meetings with Mullen. They've been telling them for months to stop the bombings, over 1,000 drones bombing all over Pakistan, and the globalists are saying, we're not going to stop. I mean, that's the empire. The god Zeus flies above you and throws thunderbolts at you, and they admit, we kill no-name terrorists. If we see someone with a gun, we kill them. When guns are as ubiquitous in Pakistan as they were in Texas in the 1920s. That's what happens in Afghanistan. They see you driving along in your Jeep with a gun in the rack, like Farmer Jones used to do. The troops just gun you down and mark you down as Al-Qaeda killed. Just like we've talked to Dr. Bob Bowman, who flew combat missions over Vietnam, over 100. And he talked about how a lot of people he knew would just say, they'd be flying along, even in areas controlled by the good guys, and they would just see a boat driving along with a family fishing, and they'd just kill them. And there was the headlines, the U.S. Is defying. In fact, that was a powerful headline. U.S. still has options for drones if denied use of Pakistan bases. Pakistan has said, stop doing it for months. Stop. You're ordered to stop. And now they're talking about kicking the drones out of Pakistani bases. And the West is saying, we don't care. We're going to go ahead and keep bombing you. And by the way, this isn't an act of war. These are humanitarian bombs, kinetic bombs. Also, I've got a report here that I'm going to play a clip of ahead of Gerald Celente joining us, or I may just play a short clip out of the 8-minute clip from Real Clear Markets. It's up on Infowars.com. Gingrich, Ben Bernanke has done a terrible job. And Gingrich went on to say that, because I heard him on Hannity yesterday driving around doing some errands, not just this video, but I heard him say, we need to split the Federal Reserve in two and give the money power back to Congress. Now, if Gingrich, who's written books about how he supports world government, carbon taxes, if Gingrich is going on CNBC saying things like this and going on Hannity, that shows that they know, with polls over 85% of Americans want to audit or abolish the Fed, that the jig is up. So they're really starting to panic. And they said, let the Fed control dollar value. That means hand that over to the global new bank of the world, but let Congress control it domestically. So really, it's sounding like he's saying, get rid of the Fed. He's spinning it to say, well, let them handle dollar value, which is the dollar, and then let Congress, again, rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. So I've got those reports here. Looking at Libya, warning of new Vietnam in Libya as British military advisors go in. I've been seeing for over a month these headlines about military advisors going in. They've been bringing weapons in out of Saudi Arabia. They've been bringing advisors in. They've had U.S. and British troops lasing the targets on the ground so the bombs can be dropped on them, targeting them, vectoring them. And now they're just going, oh, now we've put troops in. Now we've got troop ships off the coast. Now the EU is going to send in a humanitarian force who will lead the rebels into the Gaddafi-controlled cities. And if Gaddafi doesn't lay his guns down, well, then we'll have to have a bigger ground war. Here's the EU. Here's NATO. We're rolling in behind the rebels with weapons we gave them. If you fire on the rebels, you're firing on us. You're not allowed to fire at us when we're firing at you. This is peace. This is help teams. Help teams. Warning of new Vietnam and Libya as British military advisors go in. But the Prime Minister said, don't worry, this is not a military action. It's not military. It's not military. It's military, but it's not. Okay? And the radiation levels, now over 500 times normal levels in many states, according to the state readings that are being released that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com. Don't worry, the government just raised what they said safe levels are. So this is not a war in Libya, and radiation levels going up are not dangerous because the government raised the level. Here's the New York Times. War in Libya could drag on, military analysts say. New York Times. But UK's Cameron says NATO not creeping towards ground war. No, 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 no. And the air bombardment, it's not an air bombardment either. It's a no-fly zone. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is a hedge of protection.
Nobody seemed.
And when due process is removed from the equation, it allows corruption to take root and then to grow until there is no liberty and no prosperity left. And so it is my mission to simply try to illustrate how deceptive, how corrupt, and how ruthless the global ruling class is. Look at all the lies they've been caught in. Look at all the corruption, to the point of where many people just accept that that's what government and megacorporations do. But then I hear the very same servile public praising the police when they throw the book at somebody for some petty reason or even frame them. And it's because deep down people are scared and they're intimidated by the bullies. And they think that if they go along with it and make excuses for it, that somehow they're going to be immune and protected. And that type of attitude allows more and more corrupt bureaucrats to get in, more and more corrupt police, more and more corrupt military, to displace the good men and women that are standing up for what's right. We need to illustrate what a good police officer is, what a good military person is, what a good member of Congress is, what true American and just free human values are. I mean, I look at this new DHS terror alert system, and it's really the old InfraGuard system going nationwide and widespread. And I'm going to be breaking that down. DHS launches new alert system designed to terrorize public. We did a search term yesterday, but only made it to like number 5 because I only plugged it briefly. I've done the search term and tested it. If you make this the number 1 search term, it will lead them directly to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and this article by Kurt Nemo that is the most detailed I've seen yet, proving the fake terror and that these terror alerts are meant to create a climate of fear so they can bring in an even greater police state. I want to everybody to search the term terrorize public. Very easy. Terrorize public. Terrorize public. And you can clone the article to your website, and then you'll get the traffic when it goes to number 1. Let's make it number 1. Now, we know they're blocking TSA terms. Let's see if they're blocking terror terms. Terrorize public. T-E-R-R-O-R-I-Z-E. Terrorize public. And I'm going to be reading much of this article later in the broadcast, but I'm really proud of this article that Kurt Nemo did. It's just got amazing amounts of research in it, and it's so important to understand why they're doing what they're doing. Paul Watson's article explaining what the nanny state system is all about. I asked Paul to write this article last night, worked on it with him some. I asked Kurt, we had a meeting last night for about 45 minutes. We went over this. He wrote it this morning. These are important articles that you know what's going on, but this will help you understand why, and every statement we make is linked to their own admissions. This is social engineering. We've got Naomi Prinz, formerly a big insider, managing director at Goldman Sachs, coming on to talk about the move towards losing our AAA rating. We've got Gerald Celente also. We got these in on Monday, and I haven't plugged them yet. The banners are going up today. Everything we do at Infowars.com is about a symbiotic relationship. T-shirts, ball caps, videos, books, it's all about getting the word out. And T-shirts are a great way to meet like-minded people and strike up conversations. That's why I came up with the idea to make this shirt, Infowars.com, on the front with a big water droplet with a skull in it. People will ask, what does that mean? And you can turn around to the back. There is poison in the tap water. Learn more, Infowars.com. And then you can explain to them about sodium fluoride. Get the T-shirts and fight the poisoning of the water. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.